Hello, Aaron. This is Martin. What's going on?
Deputy Sellers is not very kind or compassionate or concerned for my safety. Did you expect him to tell me that I had to go to the library if I want to see my kids?
Is that some kind of meeting place that they agreed to?
It's just what my children's father dictated to me, and I told Deputy Sellers he's not somebody I feel safe having dictate to me for the next 10 years where I have to go at a certain time if I want to see my kids. And I told Deputy Sellers that Judge Falgren knows me and he knows my ex and he cares about my children's safety and he's got way more information about our case than any of y'all ever will. And so I'm just trying to follow the court order.
Right.
And he was not nice.
So
I don't understand.
Let me give you just a little bit of advice. If you want to get the exchange done now, then because your husband's already called in and he apparently is already at the library, so they'll help you. The deputies on scene there will help you do the child exchange that we call a Signal 56, if you hear that number. And then once the exchange is done, I would, if I were you, I would contact either the court or whoever drafted up this paperwork, your attorney or whatever. That's going to be the easiest way to keep the police out of everything, basically.
We always have pending litigation, but you, like, there's other things that were filed last week and more that's going to be filed this week, and you don't get to see the judge the same week unless it's an injunction for protection.
Right, exactly.
So I'm saying, like, during the 9 months between when our current pending gets, you know, when we actually get to see a judge for it, we have real life to live, and I can't let him be in control of dictating things to me that isn't what the judge ordered just because I don't even know why. I need to follow the court order.
And he needs to follow the court order too.
But I can't control him, but I can control me.
Listen.
And I can do what I'm supposed to do and be where I'm supposed to be.
Exactly. I agree 1,000%. But your easiest way right now, I think, to get the actual child exchange completed, and then move on to these issues after the exchange is complete, is to just meet him at the library. Make the exchange happen, and then at some point later on today or tomorrow, whenever, get in touch.
This sounds like a hostage situation.
It's not. Listen, I'm divorced.
I have
four kids, so I've been through. Listen, I've been through everything you're going through. Believe me, I'm a retired police officer, so I've seen it happen both ways, all the way around both sides. Okay, and it can get very, very nasty, but it can be handled easily, like what is going to happen today. I completely understand you're trying to follow the letter of the law of the court order, but in some situations, in order to make you, to win on your side, is to just let this little piece happen, because you can often win the battles and lose the war. So make this battle one that you're going to cooperate with and win, and then later on you might be able to win the war. So what's that?
I'm not trying to win anything. I just want me and my kids to be safe.
No, and that's what we want too. Believe me, that's what we want more than anything else. But again, if you're just trying to get the exchange done, the easy way to do it might be just to go to the library and make that happen.
I'm across the street from the apartment. Am I going to be criminally trespassed
No.
if I cross the street? will I be criminally trespassed?
Is the library near the apartments?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, within 5 minutes.
The last time we worked was Thursday, so I have no idea what could have happened in this situation Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
right.
I'm just going by memory of what was going on Thursday when your husband called in here.
I got a message from him last night, though, saying that when someone most recently came out, which would have been McClendon, that they were deeply disturbed by my antics and that they went and discussed it and worked out some special workaround plans outside of the normal way that they trespass people to get me trespassed. And when I started trying to read that message from my ex to Sellers and McClendon just now, and that made him very angry, and he started yelling at me, this is a civil issue, this doesn't have anything to do with us. But I was literally reading to McClendon a message that my ex wrote about McClendon's visit here last Thursday.
Right.
And what the aftermath of that was, because it was a threat to me as far as what the police were going to do.
And he kept
yelling at me, that has nothing to do with us, that has nothing to do with us. And I'm like, this literally is referencing you and what you did on Thursday. And they got angry, and they said we're cutting off this call and walked away because they didn't want to know what my ex said that they said and answer me as to whether it was truthful or not. But I feel like that's kind of important information for me to know whether I'm going to be trespassed for going where Judge Falgren told me to go. And I don't understand why they won't answer that for me.
Okay. Are you gonna try to right now go to the library and get the child exchange to happen?
No, I'm.
Or you won't?
No.
You don't want to see the kids today, is what?
I'm scared.
What exactly are you scared about? If there's going to be two police officers there with you during the child exchange, what is it that scares you about that?
I'm scared that he might get a power high that could escalate things. There's an officer pulling up behind me now.
Okay.
Is it Deputy Sellers?
I'm not sure. Where are you?
I'm across the street from the apartments, and Deputy Sellers is approaching my vehicle right now.
Okay. All right, well, then talk to him. Get off the phone with me and talk to him. And
I don't have kids in our exchange room, but I need your ID. We've got a letterhead from the apartment complex. You're now trespassing the facility. If you drive in the parking lot, you can be arrested.
Okay, then.
You have an ID number?
He seems angry at me.
Nobody's angry at you. We don't take any calls that we go on personally. These calls are not taken personally. These are not things that we get angry at you about. The deputies have jobs to do, and so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to really be a mediator between the two parties right now, what's going on. So just cooperate with them. They'll make it happen.
Walked up to my window and told me that if I pulled into a parking lot, they were going to arrest me. And then Deputy McClendon just walked up to my window and asked me to pull into the parking lot.
Okay. Then listen.
No, he just told me that he would arrest me if I did that, and now you're telling me to do that.
He just told me to arrest me.
I don't understand that. Why would he do that? Do you know why he would tell me he's going to arrest me if I pull in the parking lot and then ask me to pull in the parking lot? Is that on purpose?
Hang on just 1 second. We're trying to talk to the deputies on the radio.
Okay. Okay, but I'm not there.
Yeah, I'm just explaining. They have a paper. They don't want you to be at the residence. They don't want you to go to any of the apartment complexes on the full bus stop or, you know, say, city council, because you're there.
Is that why y'all were trying to trick me right now?
But
you were trying to get me into the parking lot. But
you're trespassing either way, so it's funny.
Using my children as bait to arrest us at the meat trip.